plastic.
Is what you get live every Friday night right here in Madison at Mad Radio 92.7 FM 1580 AM right here in Solidarity Studio, right? Solidarity Realty Studio, part of the Civic Media Network. Pizza Box Mike, welcome to the show outside the Pizza Box. And I got nice guy Nate making it all happen because, you know, I keep proving more and more every day when I have to fill out applications and stuff, and can you do this online and stuff? Yeah, man, can I just like bring the stuff with me and do it in person? Because I think that's kind of why we're in the mess that we are. You know, everything has to be done, you know, with a computer and electronic signatures. But anyway, you know, what did we talk about last week? We talked about how, you know, time. Sometimes you got to tune it out and turn it off and hit the reset. And so that's what I've been doing the last couple of weeks, because there's really no better time in Wisconsin and just about anywhere for that matter during September and October, right? The fall in Wisconsin, the beginning of it. It's like, you know, you get a little mix of the end of summer and then it cools off, and then you get, wow, hey, we had Native American summer this week, I'm sure, but, you know, 76, a lot of rain. Meanwhile, to the west, I mean, they're down to single digits and 17 inches here and 12 inches here. And I'm like, ooh, well, it's coming, right? It's coming. So, yeah, I'm like, this first time that I ever remember not, you know, having Indian summer when there's, you know, no hard frost here. But apparently, you know, with climate change comes, you know, environmental change that isn't always, you're not able to tell anymore. Did you see the hurricane? You know, they haven't had one from the Pacific side like that. Started out a small tropical storm, and because of that, it was able to just pick up huge intensity as it went over unusually warm waters, right? And caught them off guard. And, you know, there's more people dead from the hurricane than the mass shooting, which is what I want to get to next, right? But anyway, I unplugged and I went out southwest, you know, drive through the bluffs. I love it out there. Get to the apple orchards. Nate, I made a apple crisp for the first time in my life. Didn't use a recipe. Oh, it was more like French apple crisp because I had a little too much butter. But, yeah, butter makes everything better.
Butter makes it better.
Yeah. So that's it. You know, I unplugged, you know, put on that vanilla ice cream, Wisconsin vanilla ice cream. And it starts to melt and turn into soup. And I mean, oh, my gosh. It was delicious. And I'll do it again. But next time, and that's the way I cook, man. I don't like to, you know, I like to put it together. It's always good, but it's never the same kind of thing. So I'm like, okay, I did that for a week and a half now, 2 weeks. I'm unplugged. Okay, we better turn on the news and see if they're doing 24/7 war and or foreign conflict is what I like to call it, supplied by, you know, U.S. tax dollars to bomb back and forth, whatever. You know, no, I don't agree with it. And we'll get back to that. But here it is. Oh, there's a mass shooting in Maine, and I'm like, good Lord, man. You know, another crazy white guy? Yep, sure enough, there he is, not even hiding himself. Huh? But the way the media picked up on that, you know, 22 dead and 50 to 60 injured, and oh my gosh, this is like one of the top 10 ever in U.S. history. And I'm like, oh my God, you people don't sound upset. You sound like you've been waiting for this moment to you know, normalize and glorify. We've been talking about that. I'm like, this is insane, man. Okay, well, I watch this because, look, I'm tough now, right? I've survived a lot of stuff. By the way, 844-967-2789 is the studio line here, and feel free to call in anytime and chime in, man. I don't like doing it alone. But I'm like, this is just awful, man. These guys, you know, turn the channel, it's every channel. It's, whoa, wait a minute. Okay, well, this guy had a history of mental illness. And right away, I'm like, oh, now that's a red flag to me. Okay, because you guys do this every time you talk about, you know, these crazy-ass white guys that are following right-wing social media, and they mentioned that, you know, he's a fan of this. Well, of course, you know. Okay. You know, but I don't, you know, I got to tell you, this guy thought this out really well, right? Because they haven't caught him yet. They don't even know where he is, right? He used one car, then he used a boat, then he used another car. This doesn't sound like, I've had to deal with mental illness for a number of years now. And that isn't including my undiagnosed mental issues myself, okay? Which we're all starting to develop now, and it is squeezing us, right? But that's not the way, that's not been my experience with people that have mental health issues. That they're armed, that they're trained, that they're part of the, you know, military reserve. And he's an expert on handling weapons, basically. Yeah, it kind of looks like it. And I'm like, I noticed the cargo pants. I'm like, man, he's got clips in there. This is just brutal. But the media really, really got to me right away because this doesn't sound like you're upset. It sounds like you've been waiting for this. And this is big ratings, guys. Let's do it up. Let's do it up good. And I got to tell you, you know, if we're going to keep talking about mental illness as an excuse, but maybe we should start looking at the U.S. Congress. Because if there's anybody short of, mental illness, it certainly isn't the U.S. Congress. It's loaded with it. This is insane. All right? You know, I'm just putting up posts, still voting Republican, you know, with clowns. And people are laughing because it's like, this is so bad that you could still be voting Republican. And then, you know, when it comes to Facebook wars, I am going to annihilate you for being, you know, a Trump backer, you know. And then I'm guessing that, well, you and I probably wouldn't have got along because you sound like a Hillary supporter. Oh, far from that. I'm the opposite. And I'm like, oh, that means you're like a Trumper, not a Bernie person. Well, no wonder I can understand you supporting, you know, F-35s flying over a part of Madison that you don't live so that you can sleep better at night. She says she takes comfort in it. I'm like, what? You take comfort in knowing that there's these, oh my, this is just too much for me, right? Time to unplug again. Wow. How much more of this do we have to take, really, before we all decide that we've seen enough and we the people are ready to do something about it because we don't have a Congress that they couldn't even function because they didn't have a leader. And now they got a leader that literally has no track record at all, but he's not Jim Jordan. It's kind of like that, right? He's not Matt Gaetz, but he also didn't support the election and he doesn't support gay marriage. That's our guy. That's our guy. Yeah, and, you know, that would explain why all this stuff is going on. I get a letter from FoodShare, and I get like, what, $21 a month or something. You know, okay, that's cool. It helps a little bit, right? But I'm getting a letter telling me that, oh, by the way, if you get any, like, lottery winnings or casino winnings, what, are you guys following me? How do you know I'm at the casino betting low, trying to win a couple $100 here and there? Okay, but it's like, well, what's a substantial winning that you have to report to FoodShare for the $21 that I'm getting? Oh, $42.50. Oh, I don't think we're going to have to worry about that. But that would screw up my SSDI, that's for sure. Do you know how bad it is for people that are not old enough to be 65, which this is the best part, right? you know, you're 62, you're on disability. You can only make a certain amount. Otherwise, you know, you lose your benefits and stuff. And yeah, that's serious stuff. And I'd rather not lose my benefits, you know, just in case cancer kicks in again, or I, you know, I get my bills are paid for, and I pay for them, right? Medicare is not free. But anyway, I can, as soon as I'm like 65, if they haven't raised it to 67 or 69, then you can work for all that you want. Because that's the American dream, right? We all want to work till we're 65. And then we want to work as much as we can for as much as we want. Isn't that the plan? Come on. This is outrageous, man. We're talking 65 is when you're supposed to be chilling and doing things with your buddies. So, hey, I see Wisco Paul. We're going to wait because we don't have enough time. I hope you're long-winded today, buddy, because I am. I'm like, really? So I'm getting threatened by, you know, my lottery winnings, if I ever get any, to lose my 20. I have to report it the next month. But I'm telling you, you know, that SSDI, that's the difference for me having the money that I would need to purchase a home right now, which is I'm trying to do. But because I'm on SSDI, I have to go through the process of somebody else being my trustee and setting up a trust because I can't have that money in the bank. That means you're making too much, dude. You know, it's like, really? So, but not enough to be able to qualify to, you know, purchase a home without somebody co-signing because you're like $200 short of, well, what about the $200 I get for like food and utility bills for my insurance? Does that count? I mean, that should count too, right? But no, that doesn't count. Yeah, the ballot of TV violence. It's on, you know. That's all you're going to see. And when we come back, well, then we'll talk about how it goes back to the war and how we're all supposed to respond to it according to the moderate Democrats and former Republicans that control the news airwaves, man. They make me sick. They really do. Oh, I heard that, what's her name, that's dating the Kansas City football player? See, because I don't remember names because they're not important. She just hit billionaire status, and this tour is supposed to make over $1 billion. Oh, yay! Let's talk about that. Yeah, man, let's send lawyers, guns, and money to help the situation, right? That's the whole problem, man. So many people in Congress are so-called lawyers, you know, with money. And some of them like to pose with their families for Christmas cards with, you know, everybody holding an assault rifle. And guns aren't the problem? Oh, I know. It's a crazy world here. You know? I'm see Wisco Paul, and I'm gonna go to you, Wisco Paul. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, Mike. I don't know about the rest of the country. There is so much going on right now. It's hard to pick a subject to talk about. You have the gun violence, the environment, and so the one thing though, Mike, is nothing is going to get done in this state because the Republicans control the Senate and the assembly, so you can forget for forever chemicals or anything being done that way. But I'm starting to really worry about on the national scene here. All the things that Trump has done or has been accused of doing, it seems to just fall on deaf ears. And now, for all practical purposes, Trump is running the Congress, Mike. I'd be worried if I was on disability. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, no, it's a real thing. And so, and it has been for a long time. They, you know, you can find the clips of Paul Ryan and everybody else, you know, all the way to Ronald Reagan thinking that, you know, these people are buying nice cars and stuff. You know, and it's all bull crap. You know that. But you can't get people to die, to stop, you know, voting against their own best interests. And it's common on both sides of the aisle when you have a primary and you have someone who's, you know, speaking for the majority of the people and everybody's getting excited. But then you're not smart enough to figure it out through the propaganda that runs against it with these two powerful parties that shouldn't even exist, man. If we just ran elections on issues, you know, no parties, we'd have a hell of a lot more ideas that would get supported. But hey, money rules, dude. I'm telling you, I don't hold out hardly any hope at all, really. I'm just going to try and, you know, live my life the way I should. And do everything I can to make a better place for everybody's children and grandchildren. But to, you know, I'm also a realist. So, you know, I'm starting to kind of hope in that better place that we're all going to go to, right?
Okay. I'll hold that thought. But hey, you've always did your part, Mike. You know, I mean, all the way back to 2010 and stuff. But the current Congress right now makes Paul Ryan, if that's possible, look good. It makes George Bush look sane. That's how far we've come, Mike.
No, that's not possible. Okay. But you're right. It is. It already happened. It's already happened. You know, it's like they've moved so far right. The Republican Party sold out to the psychos and to the far right by just, you know, modifying it just a teeny bit to get a guy with a pencil neck that doesn't know a damn thing, and they can push him around and dump on him if they want. He's already on record of being a flip-flopper. He looks like a fish, man.
That's too funny. Well, and another thing, that nothing's going to be done. We just had another mass killing, right? Like I said, there's so many subjects to go to. You could spend 3 hours on the radio. Well, actually, I could probably spend 3 weeks talking about it. Nothing is going to get done with this assault rifle in Maine deal where this guy just comes in and goes through. Can you imagine, Mike, you're bowling, you and me are having a good time, and some screwball comes in with a M16 and just shoots the place up? You know, you just, hey, we'll see you, Mike, you know.
No, you won't. I ain't going to bowling alleys or sporting events or concerts. Part of it is because I don't, you know, not because I'm afraid. Because, you know, even when you do these protests, Paul, you know, these people hated us and they threatened us and stuff. I'm always on the edge. So I got a different, you know, I got plenty of different ways to try and get away from something. But yeah, who wants to live like that? And the other thing is, I don't need that crap entertainment, dude. You know that. I live for trees and birds and animals. And the more this goes, the more I just appreciate that stuff. And that's what I'm doing, man. I'm spending my time turning that propaganda off. They love it, man. I can't stand it.
You know what, Mike? When you were down to the Capitol and I was down there, the law enforcement always really liked you, you know? And so that's why people say, hey, there was a violent side. I said, no, there wasn't. I says, I know a guy that demonstrated as much as anybody, but the law enforcement people always treated you with respect. I'm correct, right, Mike? I mean,
Look, some of it's respect and some of it, like I would just use this as an example today, you know, where I come in and occasionally I'm going in still and I'll make a wolf call, you know, and then there'll be a couple of cops there and I'll explain to them that, you know, I think I'm going to come back and start hitting it again with the signs and making people, oh, is there, what's going on? And I'm like, I laughed. I'm like, you really don't know what's going on, do you? Or you don't even care. And then they, you know, they walk away because they really don't. And then there's an officer on the second level going, hey, Mike, how's it going? Listen to your show last week. Because.
That's cool.
No, it's because, you know, you can make connections with people. And that's one that I made was, you know, you make connections with good human beings and they're in every walk of life. And the ones that, you know, don't get the job done or, you know, just don't care. You just kind of filter them out and you're not like trying to mess with them or anything. But I'll tell you what, when they watch from a distance, it can wake them up a little bit. Right. It'd be like, wow, man, you know, I listened to that. But yeah, you're right. I had really good experiences with them, even when I was arrested. And afterwards, you know, there were conversations that happened. I didn't hold bitter grudges against the Capitol Police. It was that dumbass chief that they had that, and Scott Walker that had it out for us. And then when they found out that I didn't care, you know, you're going to keep arresting me and stuff, they stopped arresting me.
What, here, but like I said when we started this conversation, there's so much going on right now, and we're roughly the same age. And this is what I'll leave you with. I mean, everything from the environment to war in the Middle East and all this stuff. Have you ever, I can't remember a time when I've seen this much stuff going on at one time with so many screwballs trying to run the country. And I'll just leave you with that thought, Mike. And thanks for taking my call.
Hey, you bet, man. Well, that's just it. I've been saying for how many years, Paul, that it's really bad and it's only going to get worse, and it gets worse by the hour. And one of the main reasons for that is the greed, okay? The materialism, the fact that people are willing to sacrifice an opportunity for people that work hard every day to have access to the same things that people that don't even deserve it, because they use those people and for gold on their ceiling, man. And they do, right? And this is all over the world, man. You got palaces that, well, you got the Vatican. I mean, melt that sucker down. Hey, that's what Jesus would do. I love it when people get a little bit nervous if I try to talk about any kind of, like, you know, faith I might have, or because that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about faith. And, man, how can I have faith in my fellow man today? Especially in the Congress, man. Those guys are awful. Hard break. We'll be back. And find this mass shooter. That's why I don't buy the mental illness thing. This guy, I mean, I'm telling you what, he planned this really well, or he'd be found already. And I just, that's just not my experience with somebody that can think it through like that. And I would venture that he used that stay at the mental health place as a, you know, a way of getting out of trouble for threatening everybody that he worked with and stuff, right? Because they do that, see? Especially if you're like a white guy with guns that, you know, leans right, man. For some reason, they really, are they scared of those guys? Well, they should be, right? But the cops, it's like they're, you know, I'm like, okay, man, this guy's really more connected than you guys are. And could you send more donuts and coffee, by the way? That's what it looks like to me. Yeah, you know, you get a bunch of guys like me out there running through the woods. Yeah, except I wouldn't go after a guy like that, so forget it. But if you think that guy didn't plan this out, and that there's, I guess you don't know Maine that well. I mean, that was the second largest city in the state at 32,000. Really? See, it's geographically more challenging, and who knows where he is. He could be in Canada. We don't know. All I know is that It to this point, you know, that's a guy that, you know, he's well trained. That's what I'm going to say, and knows how to exist in the wild. But I want to take Mary from Wauwatosa. How are you doing this week?
Hi, pretty good. Pizza Box. I had a positive comment regarding mental illness, and that is people will remember the name of Lionel Aldridge. So I had the pleasure of knowing him after his time with the Green Bay Packers, and you know, he had diagnosis of schizophrenia, and what a guy. You know, I remember a couple of comments of his. He referred to his consumer peers as real people, those being unpretentious. And then the other thing was that Oh boy. Let's see. Maybe I'll come back to that. With everything going on in this world, we need reprieve from, all of the stressors. I had a dental appointment today and the hygienist said she's never seen so much teeth grinding as she has in the last, period of time. And that kind of relates to the speed that we're seeing on the streets, the aggressive driving and everything. Oh, it's pretty, pretty concerning. Regarding mental health, there's a global mental health and wellness summit that's on right now. It's probably on through Sunday night. So if people wanted to Google that, phenomenal information on there. It wasn't an interview of this 99-year-old man. He's called, the video was called Ask Uncle Jack, 99 years old. And so he was giving his, said a lot about nature. And he's had thousands of responses on TikTok. So he's responding to people. So meditation, Sharon Salzberg with this global summit. I'd recommend that you take a look at that. Just phenomenal interviews of people that can kind of help us to gear down and handle all these stressors.
Well, you know what, Mary, and I would recommend anybody that doesn't have a cat or a dog or more than but one or the other to go rescue one and make a connection there, because my cats are like, they're like everything to me. And I know people think it's crazy, but they trust me, they love me, and they definitely take the stress out of my life where I can just go, I'm just going to be happy that these guys are happy.
And one other thing, this I just remembered what another comment by Lionel, and he said, and this is interesting, considering he was a competitive football player, he said, let's cooperate, not compete. Profound information there.
Yes, and I do remember when he went through the issues and came out on the other side. So thank you, Mary, again.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Yes, and I'm my experience with my best friend struggles continue, and I do the best that I can to be there when she calls, to stop and visit every week or two, and it seems to be working, and she understands. So they really get a bad rap, people that struggle with these issues, and the more pressure and the more the more marginalized they feel, then it's worse. And so I always have to remind myself to just let her be who she is and go with it and don't get argumentative. And, that relieves a lot of pressure for people. And I made friends on the street that way. Okay. Where, it started out at the beginning. I'm like, hey, I know you. And then I don't know you. And I'm like, yeah, I've seen you a lot out here. Your name's this, and then before you know it, the dude's calling me like the muscle at the sing-along at the Capitol, because I watched the backs of the people that were there that were nonviolent, because every time those people show up, there's somebody to beat them down, man. And that's what's going on in the Middle East, right? People getting mad. And when I see people, that are corporate controlled media, again, I'll mention former Republicans and moderate Democrats. Same damn thing, man. They all golf together. They dine together. Their children go to the same schools, a lot of them. It's all game for them, right? And you know who I'm talking about. If you don't, you're not paying attention. There are plenty of good legislators throughout every state that are trying to make the people's voices be heard. But unfortunately, people are just too dumb to know what a good legislator is made of. And it's not somebody that's like, a lawyer that knows how to like use the system and not pay taxes. Oh, get, PPP loans and then get them forgiven. And, that's one of the things I was arguing with people online. They're bringing up this when you show somebody that, looks like a model, let's say, and I don't know what the woman's name was, right? But every one of her posts is like something that, you know, she didn't, she's not real. Or it's an algorithm or whatever. And no, I don't make friends with people like that that request me, but I check their stuff out. And so I'm like, why are you repeating what this person is getting paid to make you think is what reality is? Because if you don't know the difference between a student loan forgiveness and the PPP loans that millionaires and billionaires took, and then like we're talking, you know, people paying for 30 years on their student loans and never getting it paid off because they were predatory loans. And that's not coming out of the people's pocket when that's forgiven. You don't have to pay that out of your taxes, but you're paying for the stuff that Robin Voss and other people took advantage of. You know, Tom Brady taking $1 million and buying a yacht. That's real cool, right? Because, you know, then you take it out in the ocean and throw, you know, your MVP trophy or the Super Bowl. Because, you know, that, do people really like that? Is that what you entertains you? Because that's the opposite of what things used to be when I was growing up. It was like there really were people that were given back, you know, these people that had higher incomes, gave back to the communities. You know, we were talking about Lionel Aldridge, you know, the things he went through. And there's just too much of this country club atmosphere for guys that make too much money for what they do. By the way, the number here is 844-967-2789. And then I turn it back. Yeah. And so these guys are, Morning Joe's telling me the hypocrisy. Look at all the things that, you know, Hamas and Hezbollah and all this, and they're repeating the stuff that started at the beginning. Remember when, oh, they're cutting babies' heads off, and then there's all of a sudden there's really nobody's got any confirmation of any of this stuff going on. And yeah, if that's what's going on, who wouldn't think that's horrible, right? But when your response to Netanyahu's response, which is to talk tough, sit under a dome, bunker boy kind of guy, right? Just like Trump. No, I'm not going to listen to that and have him tell me the hypocrisy. The hypocrisy is you spewing this nonsense, man, this propaganda that doesn't get the correct coverage for people that are in the middle of this, whether they're Israeli or whether they're Palestinian. I mean, I'm tired of watching little kids get killed and then have, you know, either side justify that. I don't know. Let's ask Joanne and Madison what she's thinking tonight.
Right. I'm really worried about this thing, treating people humanely, because we really do have to extend it to prisoners. And what I've been hearing, I've listened to another radio station. I deviated, and I listened to one of the other local stations, and I heard a horrifying description of what's happening at Wappan State Penitentiary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the lockdown and all of that. And I mean, for months, these folks have had one shower a week and food that doesn't fit the proper standards and all that. And even animals were, you know, vermin wandering around and all that. And we can't expect people to go through a system like that, come out, and then treat us with respect. We need to treat everyone with respect. And who knows about this, the shooter, unfortunate shooter in Maine, he might have, you know, had a lot of bullying early in his life or something like that. We just, whoever it is, whatever circumstance, we just need to start treating people decently, because it's the blowback is incredible. And you've made those, that type of statement so often in everything you've done and everything you've protested, Mike, and we're really proud of you. And just keep it going. Keep us motivated. I really look forward to Friday nights, so I can get the marching order for the weeks to come.
Well, I get some of my marching orders from you. You know that, right? I watched you in action as well, and that was the best thing about being a part of that movement to stand up for democracy, basically. And we came from all over the place, didn't we? And we met people we never ever would have met. And that's one thing that Scott Walker and the Republicans did, was they set up a path for us to record this throughout history, that it'll never be lost. And it certainly hasn't been lost on my pizza boxes, and I still have them, and I can't wait to to display them again, because it looks like I might have found a home, Joanne. What do you think of that?
Oh, fantastic. Oh, no, the best
yes.
week of the week.
Well, and I met the people that own, and, you know, they were going through the same loss that I did, but, you know, they lost their mother suddenly. And then they said, well, you know, you're kind of like her. And she, you know, it's kind of funny that, oh, she liked all these raccoons and animals and stuff. And I'm like, yes, this sounds like the place I should be. And things are working out, you know, getting my estate to get these funds to make it happen. And then, you know, I'm okay with everything again. And I'll be really active at that point.
That's great, but you need a home. I mean, that's the basis and of our security, the way we think about ourselves. You need that home, and that makes it us underscore the fact that all these homeless individuals are, you know, the burden people have when they're houseless. It's really being houseless, and we should get some put our society's attention toward that and not toward sending people to Mars and all of that, which it would be a lot of fun. But we have some work to do on Earth. So I'm so happy for you.
Hey, thank you. And I'm more happy for my cats. Even though they've enjoyed this, like, cat Airbnb thing for the last couple of weeks, you know, it's got to come back. It's my road to joy, man. Play it out.
Just who you are. I'm more a dog, you're more a cat. Then we've gotten bored of that. Alive again, a bird, a snake. Then we jump into the lake.
Help their friends and family when things are tough, right? I was kind of joking, you know, hey, we should, like, you know, get more people to, like, move into houses together. Kind of wink at them, you know, and helping raising grandkids, working. And yeah, the all reason for that is because of the mouths of decadence that just can't stop eating everything and providing nothing for, I mean, wasting everything. Man, that makes me mad. I better go to Mark in the sack. Thanks for listening, man.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Mike. Yeah, it's just amazing that the rank hypocrisy that I see that in our current supposed, you know, Speaker of the House would apparently people were bragging up the fact he was praying in the House there that you know, and everybody's watching him pray and making a big deal about that. But from my reading of the Bible, it was supposed to pray in private. You're not supposed to make a show of it. You know, be not like the hypocrites and make sure everybody knows they're praying. That relates to a story that this is for me, like, got to be 35 years ago now, but it just happened to be, if not longer. I happened to be at a KFC, and for some reason it struck me to say my little Catholic grace that I was taught when I was a kid, and I, you know, did a quick, you know, private little prayer and crossed myself, and I mean, this guy comes toward me, oh, I'm just so impressed, you felt the courage to pray here, and I was actually kind of not ashamed that I was seen praying, you know, but I don't know if I was really embarrassed or not, but I wasn't doing it, you know, to impress anybody at all. I mean, it just is, the hypocrisy that I see in this is just shocking. I mean, the guy obviously, you know, forgets about the fact that, you know, going back, I can remember stuff I learned back in either junior high school, I think, that the religious persecution that the Baptists went under when you know, the Puritans were running New England. I mean, that, and other various other colonies. And this guy is a Baptist and wants to establish some kind of Christian nationalism. And we had, you know, a Christian government in this country prior to our revolution. And it didn't turn out well. Didn't turn out well for the nonconformists back then, of which the Baptists, the Quakers, you know, the Mennonites, and I could list off a whole slew of them. If you're not a conformist, you are persecuted. And these guys look forward to doing the same to other people, I think.
Well, I got to tell you, first of all, when you talk about Republicans or legislators praying, you have to remember to spell it right. P-R-E-Y, is because they prey on poor people. And you know, it's like right under people's noses, and they still deny it, that poor people are treated like trash, and then they spew this false religion they have that they call themselves Christians and do the exact opposite. I mean, Mark, I've met people at the Capitol that were there, you know, for Franklin Graham, and I said, you know, Jesus would have took his shirt off for poor people, and there were people in the crowd going, no, he wouldn't, and laughed, and I was like, oh, this is really, really worse than I thought, and then since then, of course, you know, I've seen it accelerate, and here we are.
Yeah, gospel of prosperity. I mean, that it just is kind of sad.
Well, I appreciate the call, buddy. And
thanks, brother.
Yeah, you know.
Take care. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Except, you know, this isn't the weekend for me. I work on Saturday and Sunday, and this is my weekend getting over. Thank goodness for this show, right? To be able to end my weekend and then try to wind down and go to sleep, because I get up early, and I like to show up for work early because then I don't drive like a jerk like everybody else that I see. It's maddening. And that part, I'm telling you, one thing we need to do is to start really talking to legislators and police that we need to talk about public safety, because you guys are the ones that control that. And right now it's completely out of control. It is. It's awful. When people are mad at you and willing to, you know, pass on double yellow lines going up and down hills just because they can, right? And it's like, it shouldn't be an option. These are laws, but they're not being enforced, quite honestly. So when there's no consequences for driving like that until you get in an accident and maybe, you know, injure somebody, and then you'll understand. But it doesn't look like that, because I've driven a lot in my lifetime. And it used to be, there was a, if you were driving too fast, man, they'd pull over like not one or two people. They'd get like two or three squads and pull over like five or six people, because, you know, you're hiding with each other thinking, well, if there's enough of us going. And now it's like, must be 18 out of 20 cars are speeding. And I'd have to be one of, well, I'm not the one that's speeding, but let's say I'm just trying to not get hit by from behind and stuff. I might be the only one that's driving 5 miles over the speed limit. Everybody else is driving more than that. I actually started calling some police departments and saying, "This, well, where are you at?" And I'm like, "What do you mean, where am I at?" It's like everywhere, man. Watching people in roundabouts again this week, and yeah, if it wasn't for me saying, you know, that clown's not, you know, or that woman even, you know, because clown usually means a guy, but, you know, there's clown women out there driving too. And there's clowns in our Congress. There's clowns everywhere, man. You ever seen the movie Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
I sure have.
How many times? As many as I have? Doesn't mean.
Oh, can't beat you there.
Well, you can beat me next week if you want when we come back and do the show again, man. Thanks for listening, everybody, and calling in. Thanks, Nate. You've been listening to Outside the Pizza Box, Friday night, 7 to 8, Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. right here in Solidarity Realty Studio, part of the Civic Media Network, which, you know, I really appreciate having 1 hour a week to do this. There's not as much pressure on me, people, as these guys that come to work every day to make this network happen. So get your friends to listen, download the app, and we'll see you next week, man.